afternoon, DKW.
Good afternoon. Is Kurt there?
I don't think he's available. May I ask calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff. Is he going to be available tomorrow or later on today?
What is this regarding?
It's about some financing the company's done through Bank of the West back in 2012.
When we used you guys?
Do you happen to make those decisions alongside Kurt?
I'm just trying to understand what it's regarding.
Yeah, it's about some financing through Bank of the West back in 2012.
Okay, so it's from an account that we already have?
Yes, or current or in the past.
Okay, let me see if he's available. Hang on one second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, well, Jonathan, I just wanted to follow up on that. I'll make a note of it. I do have an email here.
This is Kurt. Can I help you?
Hey, Kurt. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm very busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I wanted to follow up on a finance offer the bank mailed out to the business about two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like the offer is based on some financing you did with Bank of the West back in 2012. So basically, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So I just want to touch base with you and see if you had anything coming up where you might need some financing.
What do you guys require for determining whether we get the loan or not?
As far as equipment goes, or are you looking for cash?
Cash.
Okay, yeah, like the application process? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah,
it's a simple process. It's a one-page app. And it's 6 months business bank statements because they evaluate the cash flow of the business to make sure they don't give you anything, that's a burden, obviously. And it would be your most recent tax return, the first two pages. And it's, 2014 works if you don't have 2015 yet. What are you looking at? How much do you need?
I was just curious what you guys look for when you're call up and wanting to give money away.
Yeah, that's pretty much, the application process, but I mean, what...
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hold off right now.
Well, did you have, a need, or, what are you looking at?
I got a need, but I won't qualify.
Well, what makes you say that?
I know what my, our credit history's like, and I know it better than what you guys do, and so I just know I won't qualify.
Yeah, and I mean, how would you rate your credit? It's good.
Pretty poor.
Bad, so. Okay, well, I mean, that's fine. We have, multiple programs for credit tiers, A to D, and we have, 9 out of 10 applications are approved, even bankruptcies, believe it or not, and the working capital, it's a sales-based loan. So that's why, we look at your bank statements and we take credit account, but that's not, the main, the primary.
Where are you guys?
We're located out of San Diego.
You're working out of San Diego right now?
Yeah.
That's where you're at?
Mm-hmm. That's the location I'm at, yes.
Okay. And then, and the bank you work for is there also?
Yeah, we have one location here. We got, one in Irvine, We have multiple across the country. Yeah, and like I said, I mean, what were you looking at? You have a need,
how come banks these days are so willing to loan money recently?
What's going on
to where it seems like they're really wanting to loan money?
Well, I mean, yeah, we do working capital. And it's more for, like, you know, smaller businesses, you know, for business growth. And
How long have you been selling loans?
We've been around for 12 years.
How about you yourself?
I've been around. I've been doing this for 2 years.
You've been doing it with these guys for 2 years?
Yeah.
And you sell quite a few loans?
Yeah, we have multiple applications come in, you know. I mean, this our working capital program, it is a tool for business growth. So like I said, I mean, if you do have a need, and I know you said you're worried about credit, but like I said,
well, we have a need. It's just that usually when we have a need, there's a reason for that, and it's because you need, you know, right now I'm having to buy material with cash and then wait for the customers to pay me for, you know, 30 or 60 days or whatever. And so, so, you know, cash flow kind of sucks.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's a pretty common problem, especially in materials and waiting for payment. I mean, I've had actually customers that took up to 120 days to get paid out. It's pretty crazy. So you said you had, it's about 60 days you have to wait, and you,
sometimes, you know, it's between 30 and 120 days is what it typically is. And, you know, the customers that bring me up to 120, I can't afford to even keep, so I just don't do work for them anymore. You know, the ones that even bring me out to 60 or 90 days, I pretty much start quoting the stuff so high that a lot of times I just don't get the work neither, because I'm having to borrow money to stay afloat, you know, and sometimes just doesn't make it worth my while, because, you know, it's I'd rather just work with somebody who, you know, needs the product. I build the product, I deliver it, and they pay me in 30 days.
No, exactly. Yeah, because it's too much of a burden to you, you know, to to wait 90 days to get paid. You know, obviously, that's why you'd increase your pricing. And I mean, that's a bummer that you'd have to, you know, lose clients for that. But I mean, so what type of materials are you looking at on?
Well, we're a machine shop, so we buy, you know, different steels and, you know, aluminum steels, you know, and plastics typically. So we don't have our own product. We just do work for a lot of other people that do have a product. We're a job shop. And so the range of materials changes, you know, daily.
On the daily. Okay. And, like, I mean, how much are you needing for capital? Like, what would be a good cushion for you, or a comfortable cushion?
Is that a loan or a line of credit?
This is a loan, and it's also, you know, it acts like a line of credit as well. It's like a line of credit in the sense
so
that we'll get
you...
So
if I asked for, let's say, let's say... well, let me tell you this. If I do about $100,000 a month, so if I'm selling and I spend just about everything that I take in.
Okay.
So if that gives you an idea of my cash flow,
yeah.
There's not a lot of leftover in profits at the end, okay?
Like, well, so, like here, to so give you a better... Oh, go ahead.
So how much money would you loan on roughly that?
Okay, what's your, I mean, your gross amount of sales, basically?
Like about $1 million.
Yeah, okay, so we're able to get you around like $100,000 to $150,000.
Okay.
It's 10 to 15% of top-line revenue.
Okay.
Yeah, so based off your gross annual sales.
And what could I use that money for?
It's unsecured, so you can use it, you know, for virtually, you know, anything. A lot of people or companies, they use it for materials, you know, like a cushion for payroll. They have things coming out, marketing. Like I said, it's unsecured. So however you see the it fit for the business, that's what you can use it for.
What information did you send me a couple weeks ago?
Was
it under the Bank of Cardiff?
Yeah, I mean, you might have seen it. It was, we sent it to 17731 Ideal Parkway. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. I get you know, quite a few of those from different lenders. I just haven't really responded to many of them because I just don't know what kind of scams are going on out there, just because there's so many scams these days, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you get a lot of that, you know, kind of junk mail. But what
I
we
do.
Sent you, It was a white envelope that had a gold crown in the upper left-hand corner.
Okay.
You might have seen it or not.
I don't remember. Some of them I open, some of them I don't. And
yeah.
I probably didn't look at it very long. If it said I pre-approved for, you know, $250,000, I kind of know that I'm not. And so,
mm-hmm.
So I just sometimes just don't feel like going through the hassle of starting to go through a loan if they're going to start mm-hmm. asking for a bunch of back taxes and
yeah.
all kinds
no, I mean,
of stuff, you know what I mean? Is what,
no.
It's easy to say that, I mean, it's a one-page application, but then to actually finally get the terms, I get pretty invested,
mm-hmm.
and then it turns into where we're needing my grandmother's birth certificate, you
oh,
know,
wow.
to get
no.
the thing done, you know, and so, so what I'm just kind of curious is how much, you know, is... You know, I'm just wondering, you know, so you
yeah.
got, I need a year's worth of tax
no.
returns.
No, no, so basically what this is all we would need. It's a one-page application that I can email to you, and
okay.
then it'd be 6 months, your business bank statements.
Okay.
Yeah, the most recent business bank statements, and you can get those, you know, forwarded from your bank.
Uh-huh.
Sent by email as well. It's very easy. And then it'd be the first two pages of your most recent tax return. So 2014 is okay if you don't have 2015. And,
okay.
I mean, do your credit, or excuse me, do your customers pay with credit cards?
Not very many of them do.
Not very many of them? Okay.
No.
Like how much
like
did you
one
say?
Or two of them do.
Oh, like one or two? Like how much?
Oh, you know, as far as our credit card activity, I'd say if it was $2,000 to $3,000 a month, that would be maybe... a max, you know, type of a thing. Most
okay.
of them pay us either by check or automatic deposit or something like that.
Okay. All right, yeah, then in that case, yeah, we wouldn't need it. It would just be that application, the 6 months business bank statements, your most recent tax return, and that's all we would need to get an approval for you. And once, upon receiving everything, you can send it all by email or fax, whatever's easier for you. And upon receiving everything, I can get you an answer within 24 hours on exactly, you know, with some hard numbers on what you'd be looking at.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and email me something. My email's Kurt, K-U-R-T.
K-U-R-T.
The sign.
Uh-huh.
And dkwmachine.com.
dkwmachine.com.
Yeah, that's Kurt, K-U-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
At... dkwmachine.com.
Mm-hmm. Machine.com. All right. And Nick, have you looked, you know, for funding before, or you just kind of...
Right now, I've got a company down in your neck of the woods that
mm-hmm.
I'm using for factoring invoices.
Oh, for factoring? Okay.
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, see, they like receivables, they're buying...
Yeah, and so it's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because they're pestering my customers because they want to verify every invoice that I end up sending to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a real pain to my customers, which I don't want to piss off customers, you know, especially the
yeah.
good paying customers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, my customers, are large customers that are just huge customers. And so they don't even want to be pestered by that kind of stuff. And,
and that makes it harder.
And so then then they aren't even approved by this little factoring company that's actually lending me the money because they just won't verify an invoice
mm-hmm.
for a place like Raytheon, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm looking for alternative funding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why I would be interested in seeing what you got to offer.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, with that simple process, we can tell you everything and have some, you know, hard numbers for you.
What was your name again?
My name's Danny.
Danny? Okay, Danny.
Yeah.
It's going to come from you then?
Yeah, it'll come from me. I'll go ahead and I'll put an email together, just some, you know, the application and the list of documents we'd need.
Uh-huh.
Just be those bank statements and those, you know, that tax return. And, I'll go ahead and send it over. And, whenever you get anything together, you can send it over to me. And I also have, like, you know, we have a link to our website and our Google Plus reviews that you can check us out if you want to look at a little more.
Okay.
And when's a good time? When's a good time to, you know, kind of follow up with you?
What are we on, Tuesday? How about if you give me till Thursday?
Okay. All right, I'll call you back on Thursday. When's a good time, like in the morning or more later in the day, like around here this time?
What are we at, 3 o'clock? Yeah, usually before 2:30 would be better.
Before 2:30? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt. Well, sounds good. I'll go ahead and shoot that over in about 15 minutes, and I'll circle back with you on Thursday.
I'll look for it, Danny. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.